Hey, welcome back, everybody. Welcome to the Fired Up with CJ Show. This is CJ Liu, and we're talking to Dr. Marilyn Wedge, a family therapist and author of Pills Are Not for Preschoolers, a drug-free approach for troubled kids. And in this segment, we're going to be talking about the role between doctor and pharmaceutical companies and what the potential is that the drug companies are being unduly influenced or unduly influencing doctors and their predisposition to medicate your children. So welcome back, Dr. Wedge.
Hi, CJ. Thanks.
So tell us what, you know, you had said something very provocative in the last segment that doctors are not being taught family therapy and that the drug companies now influence a lot of the curriculum that they learn in school. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, yeah. I mean, drug companies do fund research on medical school campuses and, you know, there's no question about that. Some of the students are starting to protest. There was a couple of years ago a protest by students at Harvard Medical School that were against the effect of pharmaceutical companies on campus, the influence. But, you know, drug companies fund research. They built a whole building. Johnson & Johnson built a whole building at Harvard Medical School. And, of course, doctors need this research money. And it's impossible to not be influenced by the person who's giving you the money for your research. Mm. I mean, it's very difficult. So there have come about in the last couple of years more sunshine acts, which mean that doctors have to make public if they have taken any money or vacations or research funding from pharmaceutical companies. So that is helping. But, you know, the fact is, CJ, that doctors do not know the long-term effects of these drugs on children's brains. Many of the drugs now prescribed for children, like antidepressants and antipsychotics, anti-anxiety medications, have not been FDA-approved for children. And so they are handing out these pills, and really parents are not informed that the side effects in the long term are not known.
But how is that legal? I mean, how can the FDA take a drug that is intended for an adult and then give it to a child without doing any testing?
Well, the FDA has not. The drugs are prescribed, quote-unquote, off-label.
What's that mean?
Off-label means it's a drug that has been approved for adults by the FDA but not approved for children. But they are doctors are prescribing the drug for children, quote-unquote, off-label. And we're talking about a million children receiving antidepressants off-label.
Wow.
And close to a million children receiving antipsychotics off-label. And these are very dangerous medications.
Mm. Are they, I mean, is it the same kind of, when we were talking about Ritalin and some of the other ones, you were saying that the risk of those medications were addiction. The antidepressants and antipsychotics, are there actually even... What are the effects?
Yeah. Well, the antipsychotics, unfortunately, cause a huge amount of weight gain, and this puts the young person at risk for diabetes and cardiovascular problems. And it was found that children gain weight on antipsychotics even more than adults, I mean, something like a pound and a half a week. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're concerned about childhood obesity. And here, the antipsychotic drugs like Risperdal or Abilify, they are producing obesity in children and all of the health risks that those bring with them. So stimulant medications, ADHD medications, the main unfortunate risk of that is that one in about 180 children get psychotic symptoms. So they start getting hallucinations, or they start feeling like their skin is crawling and they get anxiety. This was published in Pediatrics a couple years ago. So there are some risks with the ADHD drugs, but they're not as great as with antidepressants or with the worst of the worst antipsychotics.
And then, so antipsychotics, you're saying, is weight gain, diabetes,
heart problems.
Heart problems, and antidepressants also have, I mean, so they are...
Risk of suicide. Antidepressants also have a risk of suicide.
Oh, my goodness.
In young people.
Wow. Wow. All right, what else do we need to know about the incentives between doctors? And so part of what I'm hearing is, you know, they're funded. Their research is funded by drug companies, so that it's hard to imagine that they're not biased in some ways. And what other things should we know about this whole community that we don't know? You know, the average person doesn't think about it or wonder about these things, right? We just don't know. It's ignorance.
Well, I think that parents, if their child is being prescribed a drug, I think they really need to ask the doctor about side effects. And they really need to look at some of the research articles that are published. They also can look at the FDA page. Each drug that is approved by the FDA has a page for it. And they should read up on these things and say to their doctor, look, you know, this seems to be dangerous. What are some other things I can do for my child apart from, you know, childhood depression is not that difficult to resolve. Mm-hmm. You have to cheer the child up, get him a new toy or take him to the park, take him to the library and go to story time. Children cheer up very easily. You don't have to give them a drug.
It's like the adult version too, right? I mean, I think most people just want to take a pill versus going to, you know, a couple weeks, a month, whatever in therapy. They'd rather just take a pill and make it go away, right? I mean, when you, you take yourself to the library or, I mean, and one of the things I think I remember in our conversation is that it's not that many family therapy sessions because until a lot of these things are resolved, right?
Well, no, not really. Family therapy is brief therapy, and most childhood problems can be resolved in 8 sessions or less.
Yeah. So 8 hours versus 8 hours of therapy versus the number of like medical problems that your kids could have by taking medicines plus the cost. I mean, it seems like to me a rational approach would be to, you know, your kid's having a problem, first take them to the family therapist. I know you're biased, but honestly, when I hear about it, it's like, take them to the family therapist first. And then if the family therapist says, like, I don't know, throws their hands up in the air and says there's nothing you can try, then maybe go to the meds route. But it seems like it seems more rational to try something first that's not medicating your kid and solving a problem through a pill.
I think you make a good point, CJ. And so often today, because of the influence of pharma, the first line of defense is medication. Whereas what you said, medication should be the last line of defense.
Yeah.
The
other thing that I'm picking up also is that, you know, beware of teachers who basically prescribe, you know, label your kid. Because, you know, that poor Alex's dad was like, well, why kid has ADHD? Why did he think that? Because their teacher labeled him as ADHD. They're not a medical person. How does the teacher know that the kid has ADHD? So, I don't know. That's another thing that just irks me about the story that you've told me. Anyway.
Well, yeah. But I think, you know, we also have to understand teachers are working in very overcrowded conditions in most of our states.
I know, but they shouldn't be actually diagnosing children with ADHD, honestly.
Happens so much. It happens every day.
I know. So anyways, thank you so much for educating all of us and giving us some other options aside from just giving our children pills. So thank you, Marilyn, for being
here. Oh, my pleasure, CJ. Thank you.
And folks, make sure to stay connected as we move to our new radio station. And to get updates on upcoming shows, make sure to friend us on Fired Up with CJ page on Facebook. And next week, we'll be interviewing Eldon Taylor on hypnosis. So make sure to come in, tune in next week, and have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks.
You've been listening to Fire It Up with CJ. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for more of Fire It Up with CJ. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.